like mud.
Dirt daubers, but they don't. I don't think they sting.
And these things, they really don't have a bad sting, but they just annoy hell out of you.
Mosquitoes.
And things. I don't remember. Did you mention that?
What? Yellow jacket.
Burr up on your skin.
Oh, a chigger.
And an insect that you see hopping around the yard, somewhere green, somewhere.
Grasshopper.
Yeah. You ever heard people call anything else?
Yeah, they call them hopper grass.
Anybody be likely to say that?
Older people.
What about these things? Sometimes they gather in the corners of the ceiling. And you have to get a broom and get them out when you clean it.
Cobwebs.
Is that the same thing as something you might find outside between bushes?
No, outside I'd call them spider webs, and inside I'd call them cobwebs.
Between,
I don't know what you'd call them, huh?
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Made by the same insect. I'm not insect, but arachnid.
What about part of the tree that grows underground?
The roots.
You know, be the visitors?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'd rather not talk about it. No, the you can't. I don't know. I don't know right offhand of any. My grandmother had different remedies. She'd make teas from roots and poultices from roots, but I can't think of any specific ones. She'd make sassafras tea. Now, if we were sick, then she'd make a potato and onion poultice. And before you went to bed, you tie that around your neck. And that's supposed to clear you up.
Did you get to sleep?
Well, you got used to it.
Okay. What about the kind of tree that's capped with syrup?
A maple tree.
Yeah, you had a lot of those trees growing together. You have a
maple grove.
All right. What about different types of trees, you know about?
Well, there's a silver maple tree right there, silver leaf maple, and pine trees. Those are all scrub pines, and oak trees. You got scrub oaks and white oaks and black oaks, and birch trees and chestnut trees. Not many left. Walnut trees, yeah, walnut trees, hickory nut trees, or hickory trees, mostly around here you've got oaks and pine, exclusive, and, yeah, sycamore.
Glad you mentioned.
Oh, really?
What about the kind of tree that you see in the south pretty frequently with the shiny green leaves and the white flowers?
Magnolia.
Okay. And a bush with the red berries supposedly used by people in tan and leather?
Now, we always call that shoemake.
Mm-hmm. Do they actually use it for that purpose?
Yeah. And, yeah. Now, I don't know if that's the same thing as... No, it's not. We used to have... or there still is a little kind of a, not a tree, but a half tree and half just a weed called poke.
Mm.
Used to make ink out of it.
Mm.
Poisonous as hell. Mm. But they used to make ink out of that. Not, I don't think that's the same as a shoemake.
What about this stuff you get into that make your skin break out and itch?
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Is there a difference?
Well, you know, I've always been told there was, but once you get it, I don't see any difference at all. I've never been, I don't know